Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Aaron Curtis of MITCO, and he is in Bloomington Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Doing well. The markets are also doing well. If you're a bull, everything in green today.
Yeah, we started out pretty quiet overnight with just about a 3-cent range. We came in this morning just an 8-cent range on beans, so that's pretty quiet by today's standards. But then 8:30 session reopened again, and market tried to perk up a little bit. We had a couple USDA announcements, some corn sold to Japan, some beans to Spain, so that seemed to kind of perk the thing up a little bit. It seems to be a little growing talk that maybe the report on Wednesday might be a touch friendly to the beans, maybe see some export demand perk up a little bit on that balance sheet, cut ending stocks down a little bit. I think the average guess is expected bean ending stocks to break about 25 million bushels. Probably not much on corn and wheat, as December report's typically pretty quiet, Dave, but looks like trying to see a little bit of a perk here with the corn trying to test the upper end of this recent trading range, Dave.
Do you think that soybeans have it in it after rejecting what some people were calling a head and shoulders formation, although it's not classical because it's not at the top of the market, but sort of a head and shoulders formation, that it has it in it to make an advance on you know, something around 10.54, or maybe even a little bit more, 10.59, 10.60, and maybe even eventually go and try that 10.87 level?
Yeah, probably going to need some help or some friendly news to get it up to that 10.85 area that you talked about, topper end of that recent range. But, you know, I think somewhere in that 10.50, 10.60 area, Jan futures is certainly doable, especially if the USDA cooperates a little bit on Wednesday and shows a little less ending stocks number. You know, really the positive this winter, or at least going forward, is bean demand continues to be good. Crush margins are good. Export demand obviously is very good. So the anticipation for that ending stocks number to decrease shouldn't come as too big of a surprise. It's just going to be the question of how much lower that can really go. You know, really, even if we get down to a 400 million bushel ending stocks number, still doesn't argue for a big rally moving forward, Dave, but it could help, at least in the short term anyway, at least test the top end of the recent range anyway.
385 is just a couple pennies away in December corn of the top of the range that we've been sideways trading in since the middle of October. Do you think there are buy stops above that number?
Yeah, I think, you know, you look at the March, which is a heavily traded contract right now, that old high around 401, 401 and a quarter, just like you mentioned, a couple cents off that. I think that could encourage a little more technical buy. And really just not seeing much movement from the producer, and I think more than anything, that's offering a little support here recently, Dave. And I guess I don't anticipate seeing that change in a whole lot. I think producers are pretty intent on kind of hanging in here a little bit, and that could offer a little support here as we move forward, at least until we see what the USDA numbers say here on Wednesday, Dave.
Thank you very much, Aaron.
Have a great day.
You too. Aaron Curtis of MITCO.